Wrinkled, wrinkled little star. Hope they never see the sky.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Kill James Bond that we recorded in the morning. First thing in the morning, it's Kill James Bond in the morning. It's morning Kill James Bond.
How you doing? Recording in the morning. Kelly.
It's Kill James Bond in the morning, baby.
It's Kill James Bond in the morning. It's drive time, Kill James Bond. It's, you know, we had a bit about the morning zoo radio station thing that we were going to do, and then we didn't do that because it was too much work. Because it's in the morning, and you know when the morning is? Early. Early is when they keep that.
It's after
and
10. So
it's 10. Yeah, it's actually like completely reasonable.
I don't know times, and also I was up until like 3 and shut up.
That's fair.
We watched, it's a bonus, right? So we don't need to even do this introduction rigmarole. You know who we are. And more importantly, this is Abby's choice of bonus movie. This is Death Becomes Her.
Mm-hmm. This is so fucking good, dude.
We watched a film about two women who have a years-long feud and the same plastic surgeon. I chose it for no reason.
And yet you don't like Almodovar movies, and you are a woman who once said to me, to my face, I think I hate camp.
I had a very
specific
reason.
And then your next choice of movie.
I had a very specific reason for saying that at the time.
It was
which,
lying.
Which, yeah, it was a lie. But no, I chose this movie because I watched this film years and years ago, and I was just like, just going to save this in my brain for no reason. Not quite sure why it stuck in my memory so much. But then I was just like, I do think it has interesting things to say, not necessarily good things to say about like femininity and trans femininity in particular. And I think it is also quite funny. So there we go.
It's hysterical.
Oh, yeah. I thought it bad.
It's a great movie. However, it's also a weirdly mean-spirited movie and a problematic movie and a movie that's mostly about being transgender. And, you know,
it's
write it up. That's what makes
it's definitely not about 9/11. So,
classic.
Not even remotely.
No. You would have to really stretch. But the thing is, right, we're doing this and then Rambo 3 after this. So we're flipping the switch, right? We've got like the metronome continues on its steady course from movies about being transgender to movies about being 9/11.
Being 9/11.
Fuck.
Wow.
Oh, God. I guess that's like the looming tower and not much else. Like, what are the. They didn't really make any, like, 9/11 hijacker protagonist movies. I guess there's the movie World Trade Center with Nicolas Cage. That's kind of about being 9/11. I think there may have been a movie that was just called 9/11, which doesn't get much more being 9/11 than that. But.
Being 9/11.
Death Becomes Her.
Death Becomes Her.
We also got to increment the big movies that reference All About Eve, but before we've seen the movie All About Eve, even though I keep saying we have to see the movie All About Eve counter. That goes up to like 5 at this point, because we start with a big All About Eve reference. We start in Broadway in 1978, and we get a full Broadway number done by Meryl Streep. It's fucking...
It's terrible.
Yes.
In universe, it's meant to be this like absolutely awful Broadway musical
that
Meryl Streep
is performing. It threads this needle so well of like it's a well performed version of something that is poorly performed, which in itself is a camp as fuck concept. It's a really like poorly conceived and executed stage musical called Songbird with an exclamation mark. And it sort of starts with your trad Broadway, and it degenerates into a sort of Lloyd Webber-ish pop musical thing.
And people are like openly leaving during it.
It's great.
I said this in the fucking group chat, but like singing a song about how cool you are, like to a completely falling asleep crowd, is devastating. There's no coming back from that.
It's one of the funniest things you can do. And it also, because it's a very catty movie, it's another reason why we like it. It has a lot of stuff like playbills of Meryl Streep's face being like trod into the pavement and people going like, you know, that bitch, she's so fucking old, dude. That's not a real line. They're smarter than that, but it's 10 in the morning, which for me is like 5 in the morning.
Or threading off Alice